Wow, this one really caught my attention. A new proposal in the Arbitrum ecosystem would exclude 3 to 5 projects from getting future grants.
Right. Even though only 3 teams are directly affected, it's a big signal. It shows Arbitrum is rethinking how it manages public funding and ecosystem growth.
And I think that's the key point. This isn't really about punishing those 3 projects. It's about defining who should keep receiving support and how grants should be used to build long-term network value.
Exactly. Arbitrum is an Ethereum Layer 2 scaling network, and grants have been a major part of how it built its ecosystem.
They've helped fund developers, decentralized exchanges, lending protocols, oracle networks, stablecoin issuers, and consumer apps.
In the early days, that support made a lot of sense. It let projects experiment, launch products, and attract users.
But now the ecosystem is maturing, so the focus is shifting from broad early-stage support to more selective, performance-based funding.
This proposal reflects a growing concern in blockchain ecosystems. Grant programs need to be more accountable and less open to projects that receive funding without delivering meaningful value.
It feels like foundations are asking for measurable outcomes now. Things like user growth, transaction activity, developer engagement, and protocol usage, rather than relying on narratives or early-stage promises.
It also addresses concerns about duplicate spending, fund capture, and making sure limited resources go to projects that are actively contributing to the network.
And to be clear, being excluded from future grants doesn't mean those projects are being shut down, removed from Arbitrum, or technically sanctioned.
Correct. It's a funding restriction, not an operational penalty.
In the short term, those projects may face tighter budgets. They might need to look for alternative support, like private investment, partnerships, tokenized revenue, or cost reductions.
It could also change how other projects approach grant applications.
If developers see that eligibility can be narrowed through governance, they may become more disciplined about presenting milestones, use cases, and expected outcomes.
In the longer term, this could shape the culture of the Arbitrum ecosystem.
If adopted, it would reinforce the idea that grants are not permanent entitlements.
Instead, they would become conditional support mechanisms tied to performance, network contribution, and sustainable growth.
That could help Arbitrum allocate capital more efficiently, especially in a competitive Layer 2 market where developer attention and user adoption are so important.
It also fits into a broader DeFi debate about how the industry should move beyond early-stage incentives.
For years, many DeFi projects relied on emissions, liquidity mining, and grant-funded growth to attract users.
That model worked during speculative cycles, but it's harder to justify when the real tests become user retention, revenue generation, and durable product value.
By limiting future grants for certain projects, Arbitrum may be signaling that support should be earned through ongoing contribution, not just historical presence.
The key takeaway is that Arbitrum is moving toward a more selective and accountable grant model.
The ecosystem is shifting from broad experimentation to a phase where funding is tied to measurable impact and long-term network value.
The next step will be how the community responds.
If the proposal passes with broad support, it could become a precedent for more targeted grant policy.
If it faces pushback, it may reveal deeper disagreements about how Arbitrum should balance ecosystem growth, project independence, and public accountability.
For the affected projects, the likely paths forward are to demonstrate stronger performance, restructure their funding strategy, or seek alternative sources of support.
For the wider ecosystem, the proposal shows that grant programs are not just financial tools.
They're also governance tools that can shape the direction of the network.
Ultimately, this is less about 3 projects and more about a maturing ecosystem trying to ensure public support goes to projects that genuinely expand Arbitrum's utility, user base, and developer ecosystem.